Yes, it is turning colder here. We'll have wind chills below zero tonight. But in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the actual temperature hasn't been above zero for days. And oh yes, they've had blizzard conditions too. Brian Allen is a TV news anchor at Dakota News Now in Sioux Falls. Brian, good to talk with you. What kind of conditions are you seeing there now?
Well, Steve, good to be with you. I checked right before I gave you a call here, and the actual air temperature currently is 17 degrees below zero. And when you factor in the wind chill, that is at 40 degrees below zero. So it's kind of like fun, but it's the exact opposite. And you're right. We have been in the deep freeze for 2 days now, and we're looking at probably another day and a half solid of this before we even can think about a temperature that's above zero.
Has the snow stopped?
The snow has stopped. That's one of the saving graces. The snow has moved on to our east, and we're glad for that. But the problem is we had a kind of a 1-2 punch, Arctic air coming in behind the snow, and then not just Arctic air, but wind bringing in that Arctic blast. I mean, we're talking sustained wind gusts of 40, 45 miles an hour. And so that drops the wind chill lickety-split, and it just makes for brutal conditions.
How bad were the conditions at the worst of it, if you can paint the picture for our listeners?
Well, I think what I would say is a couple of things. There was one point where our visibility was 1/10 of a mile, and that was in town. So if you try to imagine what the conditions are like in the rural areas of South Dakota, it's an immediate whiteout condition. But one thing that's very telling is overnight, one of the counties that is near Sioux Falls, they actually had to pull their snowplows off of the roads for two reasons. One, the wind was drifting the snow to such an extent that plows couldn't get through, let alone cars. But secondly, when you are below zero for an extended period of time, and you're talking about vehicles that run on diesel fuel, that fuel then essentially gels because of being exposed to the cold. So once that fuel reaches a gel state, you can't run the vehicle anyway.
Brian, you've lived in that part of the country for a long time. Is this pretty typical for late December, or is this really bad even for you guys?
This is really bad even for us. I like to tell people, because it's the truth, we have about 6 months of winter in the Sioux Falls area. We've had snow, Steve, fall on the 1st of May before. So cold, bitter, wintry conditions aren't anything new to us, but this is especially bad to have the actual temperature below zero for what will end up being at least 4 days, plus the wind chills that go along with that. It is a tough road to hoe right now.
So how's the forecast looking? When will it get better? And please don't say June.
Well, hopefully it's better by June. Short term, we're talking about temperatures getting above zero on Christmas Day. And then actually what's interesting about South Dakota weather, the old saying is wait 5 minutes and it'll change. 1 week from now, we're looking at high temperatures close to 40 degrees. And after what we've been through, that's probably going to feel like 65 or 70 degrees.
Brian Allen at Dakota News Now in Sioux Falls. Brian, thank you for talking with us, and stay safe there.
You bet, Steve. Pleasure to talk to you.